going to start from the beginning, so we're going to play the theme song like nothing happened, okay? And then we'll get going with this program.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill.
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. We're also on the Rapture Ready Radio Network. We're on Eternity Ready Radio. We're also on YouTube. And we have a website, propheticnews.com. And we also have a book, Seed Faith, Can a Man Bribe God? How False Teachers Manipulate and Hypnotize You for Offering. So anyway, let's see if we've got our guest on. Brenda?
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
We're finally on. Can you hear me? All right.
I can hear you.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with the direct connect, but what happened? Why couldn't I? Were you hearing me?
I was hearing you until a little bit later, and then I wasn't hearing the show or anything anymore. So, and I couldn't get back on because it said it was ended. So I...
I couldn't
going,
hear
but...
you, though. You could hear me, but I couldn't hear you.
Yeah,
I did hear you, but anyway,
you
whatever.
Did? You
okay.
Heard me at one point. Oh, goodness.
Well, we'll get it straight, because you get a much better sound quality when you use the Direct Connect and the microphones.
I don't
the sound
like
quality
using
is like 1,000% better, but...
Yeah.
It's a little learning curve once you get the hang of it. It's a great, really a great system that Blog Talk Radio has set up. So, anyway, let's talk. It's been a while since you've been on, and so much has happened.
Yes.
I know we're going to talk about Jehovah's Witnesses today. We're going to talk about a little bit about the Muslims, because they, of course, they've been in the news so much in the past few months with all that's been happening around the world with the terrorism, which has just been terrible. So frightening for people to have to live in fear when they go out and they're walking and they're mowed down by a van or someone with a knife. It's just unbelievable what has happened in society in this day and age.
Yeah,
but
in the Philippines, too, where one village was being attacked by ISIS. So I can't remember what that village was called, and I just heard it last week. And they were, a lot of the village was running away because ISIS was attacking them. And I was trying to think, well, why the Philippines? We haven't heard anything about the Philippines. And they're Christians, is the thing. They were killing Christians. So why the Philippines? And I'm wondering if Islam is, or ISIS, or the terrorist factions are trying to see how much, you know, the U.S. or whatever with, you know, the new election with Trump in office and bringing up new countries like the Philippines. To see, are we going to go there now? Are we going to go to the Philippines? So, you know, what are we going to do about a lot of this terrorist activity? And to me, it doesn't surprise me that it's all over, because years ago when I first started studying this, I studied the different groups that were actually training in each country, and it was all over the world. And I thought it was, you know, perplexing to see how all of these countries, Asian countries, China, Japan, the West, different countries, the East, the Middle East, all of them were wearing their particular guerrilla warfare and doing guerrilla training. So, and this was before ISIS existed as an entity and before 9/11, as I was, well, actually it was after, it had to be after 9/11 because I don't think I really started studying full-fledged until after 9/11, but how they were all divided up in practicing. They looked the same, but in different countries practicing guerrilla warfare. And so when ISIS came about and they suddenly grew in exceptional numbers, that didn't surprise me because I saw them practicing. And as a choreograph, and for me, I teach choreographed dance, or I had in the past. And what we would do when we get big, huge groups of people that, you know, over 90 people or whatever, we would all practice in small units throughout the city and then would come together for the great dance. And that's what I began to call it. I began to call it the dance has begun, because they had been practicing all over the place and preparing, and now they're coming together as one and doing what they were training to do. So to me, it's not surprising that this is happening, because this is their intent, this intent to occupy, their intent to take over the world for Allah. And the U.S. is not out of the picture. So the U.S. is part of that plan. I'm kind of amazed that they haven't got Israel, who's so small. They haven't been successful yet to overtake Israel. And, you know, so, but the U.S., they're actually taking us over in a different way. And England, England is starting to, you know, we're seeing the terrorist attacks there. And actually, I'm going there on July 11th. I am going to England on a trip. Yes. So, I hadn't been out of the country since I went to Turkey, so now I'm going to England.
England?
I'm going to England for a couple weeks. I'm taking my daughter on a graduation mother-daughter trip. We're going to go stay with some friends. I have friends in England, and I've never been to England, so.
Oh, yeah, you'll love it. Make sure you see the crown jewels. Go to the Tower of London. They also have the rack there, the instrument of torture room. It gives you the whole history of the persecution of the church. John Wesley's house is there. I think John Bunyan. But there's a lot to see. The museum, British Museum. Go to Harrods. You got to go to Harrods. You've never seen a department store like this in your life.
Oh, Harrods.
I mean, you'll love it. Have tea. Enjoy. You'll love London. You'll just absolutely love it. But there's so much to do.
I'm staying in Winchester with my friend and her sister, then for a little bit in Dorset, which is on the coast.
Yeah.
We're taking a day
Dorset,
trip here.
Yeah, Dorset. Yeah.
It's
great. It's great. Beautiful countryside.
My British friend said to me last week, who I'm going to go see, she said, "You're coming at an interesting time in England."
Yeah.
And I thought, well, interesting time because there's terrorist attacks. but she's saying that there is a revival going on within a lot of the Christian groups there, especially in Winchester where she lives. So, and the it had to do, she mentioned, which, you know, my friend is not so political, at least that's what she told me. We met on the mission field many, many years ago.
Yeah.
So she said she was not so political, but yet at the same time she sent me this paper on how they were trying to get the Conservative Party to stay in power. And apparently the Christians were trying to not allow for the the Labor Party to come into power. So anyway, it tuned me into the elections, which were happening. I guess she sent me this material about 4 days before. I didn't have time to read it until the day of the election. And so I went in and I followed the election, and the Conservative Party did win. But they did win. And one of the big political statements were to protect themselves from Islam. So the Queen is against Islam, and this particular Theresa May is works well with the Queen. So they are trying so they work well together. Apparently I don't know a whole lot because I'm hearing this from my British friend, which is the perfect person to hear it from.
Yeah.
But apparently, they were praying her in and to continue power. So instead of the Labor Party. So anyway, Islam is, it's got an Islamic mayor in London, so I'm really interested to find out what happened and why, and if they're for the Muslim mayor of London.
Well, obviously they're for him because he's there.
Well, that's a big city.
Somebody's for him.
Well, and I think Muslims are trying to overtake, or populate the big cities. Like they try to.
Well, they've been populating London for a long, long time. The last time I was there, of course, was 1997. But there was neighborhoods filled with Muslims and mosques all over the place. So. They've been infiltrating there for many, many years.
Yeah, it was the same when I went as a missionary to France in 86 in France. So there was a lot of Muslims in pocketed areas.
Yeah.
Even then in France. So now you see the growth of Islam in Europe. And that is part of jihad, is to move to the... a country and repopulate it.
Yeah,
and,
well, they're doing a good job of that.
Well, they're doing
there's a mosque here in my county, and we only have like 200,000 people in this whole county, and there's a mosque here, which there was never a mosque here 10 years ago.
Well, I have an interesting map that I'm looking at right now called Distribution of Mosques in the USA. This was a map sourced in 2011, I guess 6 years old. So it has different colors of blue, and where there's a concentration of 100-plus mosques in Florida is one of them, Texas,
wow.
California,
yeah,
Illinois, and New York. So if you see the main, those are main states that are powerful in elections as well. Where there's 50 to 99 mosques are in the states of Washington. No, I am wrong. No, yeah, that's Washington, Minnesota. No, okay. I'm gonna redo that because I'm going up one. The colors of blue are kind of different states. I would say Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, North Carolina, and Georgia have between 50 to 99 mosques in the state. 25 to 49 mosques are in. So they're getting less. In Washington, Minnesota, Missouri, where I'm located, Arizona, Louisiana, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana. So they're growing in that. 10 to 24 mosques are in Wisconsin, Iowa, Colorado, New Mexico, Kansas, Oklahoma, Arizona, Mississippi, South Carolina, West Virginia, and Oregon. I'm surprised Oregon doesn't have more. New Hampshire and Maine. And the only ones that only have between 1 and 9 are those states that you find in the election that have very little electoral votes, which would be Montana. I don't know where, how many votes, but all the Midwest, like North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Wyoming, Idaho, Utah, and Nevada. Those states have less than 10, but you can see in Alaska. Alaska's also less than 10. You can see how they're focusing their front on the United States. And to go the politicalness, the political parties, we also find that in California, Texas, Florida, Illinois, and New York, you can see at least a couple, if not almost a handful of terrorist networks in America. California, there are 4 terrorist networks. Texas, there are 3. Florida, there are 3. And New York, there's one right in New York City. New York, New York. And they have actually 7 fractions right in New York, which is including Hezbollah is in New York. Al-Mahajiran, Jamaat al-Islam, which is the ICNA, which is the Islamic Circle of Muslim. It's an organization that is part of the umbrella of the Muslim Brotherhood. So you see how they're infiltrating with not only the religious mosques, but they're infiltrating with terrorist networks. In Texas, in the 4 areas that they have it, they have at least 8 networks, including Al-Qaeda, Islamic Jihad, Hezbollah, Hamas, and Muslim Brotherhood. All in Texas. You would not think it would be in Texas. Florida has Al-Qaeda network, Islamic Jihad.
Well, how do you know that?
Because it's got a map in front of me that is pointing out every different network.
Where do you get the map?
The map, hold on a second. You can find that on the internet.
And why doesn't our government know about it?
Well, because they're
what is
under,
going on?
Under the, okay, well, why don't we know
if,
that?
If
we,
this map is out there, then how come they don't know about it?
Well, they do know about it, and they have information on it. There is a book that has just been published called... The Aquan in America. And it's an oral history of the Muslim Brotherhood in their own words. This was just
and
published.
And who put out the book?
It was put out, visit the securefreedom.org. Published in the United States by the Center for Security Policy Press, a division of the Center for Security Policy. So they know because they've investigated the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, the Muslim Brotherhood means the Society of Muslim Brothers. Now, that's their original name, and that is an umbrella organization for all of these other networks that go under different names. ISNA, there's different names that they go under. Let me see if I can pull that up on CARE is part of that. You know, CARE comes across as an organization that is helping the Council on American Islamic Relations. That is a Muslim Brotherhood under the care of the Muslim Brotherhood. These are all terrorist organizations that have a different cover for a name, and that's why we do not know that these are in existence. Like, that map is showing that these are different organizations that are covered by different names, such as Muslim American Society, Islamic Circle of North America, that is ICNA. Then you've got the Council on American Islamic Relations, which is CARE, the Mosque CARES, Ministry of Imam Dean Muhammad. These are all under the Muslim Brotherhood, whose charter says that they want to destroy America from within. Muslim Brotherhood has been investigated, and their whole goal in their education is to deceive or to keep us from understanding who they really are and what their intent is. So when Obama was in the office and he was putting Muslim Brotherhood in power, there's no doubt people are going to think he's Muslim, because he is actually bringing them to the White House, knowing that all this investigation has been going on, and that these other entities are under the umbrella of the Muslim Brotherhood. Muslim Ummah of North America, MUNA, is one of those. The Muslim Alliance in North America, American Muslim Alliance, and the Mosque Foundation in Chicago under the Muslim Brotherhood. These are all jihadi political parties or entities. And so this map that I'm pointing out to you, and anyone can Google the Islamic Terrorist Network in America, is just pointing out these groups without the cover name of their organization. So they have, of course, they're not going to call themselves Al-Qaeda. They're not going to call themselves Hamas. They're not going to tell what they are. They're going to go with a cover of a different name. And they're all networking in our country. They're here, and the very map that I talked about for how many mosques are in the United States follow the same pattern of all these Islamic jihad networks. And so, all under the cover of Muslim Brotherhood.
That's disconcerting. Very frightening.
Yeah, I was surprised to find out there's Hamas network in Kansas City, Missouri, and Columbia, which is the capital of Missouri. There's an Algerian Islamic, it's called the Algerian Islamic Salvation Front, and that is a terrorist organization. So that's like a couple hours from me. The ones in Florida are out of Tampa, out of Orlando, and Fort Lauderdale in Boca Raton. So, and it's the Islamic Jihad Network in Tampa. There's a Al-Qaeda in Orlando and in Boca Raton and Fort Lauderdale. So these are networks that are quite active in our country. Book that has just been published, I encourage the listeners to read that. You can get it online, and you can download it as a PDF. It's for free. It's spelled IKHWAN in America. The Quan means brotherhood. So they're calling themselves in a Quan group now. it almost sounds like Kwanzaa or, you know, something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's taking away the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, what do you call
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they don't want to advertise.
Well, not only that, the Muslim Brotherhood in the eyes of many are known as a terrorist group, and it's divided our nation because of all the aggression that we've seen, you know, for, you know, Obama putting Muslim Brotherhood entities in the White House. That's been a contention of a lot of people. So they're using the Aquan name for Brotherhood so that
yeah.
they can move more freely and
yeah.
not be, because nobody knows what that means. You use
no,
terminology.
They wouldn't. No, it doesn't sound Arabic.
Threatening.
Or, you know, it doesn't sound like a Muslim name. Very,
yeah.
very frightening perspective, but the thing is, you don't see any other group of people that go out there and perform these acts like they do, for instance, what just happened in London. It amazes me, though, you know, because really the government there isn't doing enough. I don't, you know, Theresa May certainly isn't doing enough, or the mayor of London, that they allow someone to mow people down as they're walking across a bridge and to slit throats. That takes time. You wonder where the police were, because London is a, especially London is a place where there's cameras everywhere and police everywhere. So it's quite amazing that these things can happen, because it didn't happen in an instant. It took a few minutes to do all of this, to mow all those people down, and then they were slitting people's throats. Who does that? Nobody, really. If there's any Muslim people listening, we want to let you know that we have a Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ, and he is a God of love. Killing people doesn't get you to heaven. It will most certainly will get you to hell. And isn't it better to have a God of love than to have this kind of thing, these kind of things going on, to terrorize children at a concert, young girls, teenage girls? Where were the police in Manchester that they allowed this man to get so close to the building with a backpack? So there's something wrong over there in London, in England. The whoever is in charge there, they need to boot the bunch of them out and try to find some people that are going to provide security for the country. Because they certainly, especially in Manchester, they fell down on the job over there.
So what do you, you know, what do you think about here? Do you think that, that our security is good here? 'Cause
no, I mean, it's a vast country. How could you? You just, but you have to be aware of especially public events, concerts, any kind of group meetings.
So
the security has,
is not, if our security is not good, what would be the reason? I'm thinking this myself. What would be the reason that they're not raising up right now?
Who
and
knows?
Doing the same
I mean,
thing here?
Who, you know, I can't get into their minds, but when somebody's coming up to a building, a lone person with a backpack, you know,
yeah.
you don't let people, we know what's happened with people wearing backpacks after what happened in Boston. So you don't allow that. You have to have a few people standing by watching and making sure, because they search people before they go into these events, or they don't let them come in with backpacks. But then to allow somebody in Manchester to come up wearing a backpack to get that close to the venue, no, that was uncalled for. There wasn't anybody watching. So everybody
I
has to be
the,
vigilant.
I think one
you
of
know,
the things
all,
in the election was mentioned about putting more police officers on duty, and I don't know if that will solve anything, but...
well, it's, you can have police, but we all have to be diligent, because you don't expect these things, really, when you're going out to have fun. You don't expect
yeah.
people to come and act like barbarians. And so you just don't expect it. But we all have to keep an eye out for each other, because it's like the Bible says, I mean, truly the days are evil. And we're living in very, very evil times where people will turn on each other for no reason. And to do it in the name of a God, it's just terrible.
I think Christians have been taking a passive stand on a lot of what is going on and not speaking not only the gospel truth, but also having the right arguments to confront Islam. And that is
well, that's very true, yeah.
That is including in our political scene as well. My husband pointed out a video where Bernie Sanders, the former presidential candidate, attacks one of Trump's nominees, who is a Christian, and he says that he gets attacked for the very thing that, okay, you're a Christian, and this is what you published in a book because you went to a college, and this is what you published, not in a book, but in a paper that was public. And it said he wrote, and he was confronted saying, you wrote, Muslims do not simply have a deficient theology. They do not know God because they have rejected Jesus Christ, his son, and they stand condemned. And then Sanders said to Vought during the hearing, do you believe that statement is Islamophobic? Okay. His reaction and his comments, which was on the video, saying, I am a Christian, and he explains himself as a Christian. So then he gets asked again by Bernie Sanders, and for three times he says he is a Christian. He is trying to explain himself as a Christian. It would have been so much better for him to respond, okay, I'm a Christian, and we understand that in Christianity it says that Jesus is the only way, that the text actually says that Jesus is the only way, but also in Islam, they say that Islam is the only way, and
yeah.
Same in Judaism is God is the only way. However, the difference here is that Christians are not commanded to kill anybody. Islam is commanded to kill someone, and they do because this is their religion. So whether it's Islamophobic or not, it doesn't matter. These are three religions, because he mentioned Jewish, because he is Jewish himself. He mentioned three religions. And I, you know, if he would have come back and compared these, he had the opportunity to do so instead of trying to avoid it, we would go somewhere, I think, in our, you know, at least have a voice, because we should expect to be asked these questions. And so we need to have the answer to those questions. And a good answer, because you know what? Bernie Sanders responded, well, if that's the truth, then that's not my country. Why give him that opportunity to say that when he couldn't have said that if you would have pointed out the fact that Muslims kill, Christians do not kill, but Muslims do for the same purpose. So they say that we are condemned. When I talk to a Muslim and online or whatever in debate, my first question to that Muslim is, why does your God hate me so much? And they was like, my God doesn't hate you. I was like, well, yes, he does. He's telling you to kill me. Why? Why does he hate me? And because that's what the Quran says. That
well, what did they say to that?
They don't know how to say it. They say it, the one debate I really got into, they would accuse me of slandering the scriptures. I said, no, this is what yours says. They would try to change the subject because now they're in the defensive instead of Christians. I think it's time for Christians to take the offensive, to know that these questions and these things are going to be asked of them, and to have the proper argument, know the answers, know how to respond to it, and don't avoid it any longer. We cannot avoid it. It is here. It is, and this entity, this Islamic movement, wants to kill us because they believe our God despises us. And so if we do not become Muslim, they will kill us. So it's either Islam or die. And that is not our country. Our country is not that. I'm hoping, because, you know, at first, you know, when I was going to go to London and see my friends, I was like, I don't know if we're getting into a political discussion because I want to remain friends.
Yeah, exactly.
I hadn't seen them for a long time. So, well, it's 28 years I haven't seen my friend, even though we've talked for all these years. So, mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, Theresa May, like I said, if they're for Theresa May.
So now I can talk. Yeah.
She's not doing a very good job of protecting the people of her country,
so
or even speaking out enough boldly.
The Labor Party. Do you know anything about the Labor Party? Because I don't know anything.
No,
about
all
the
I know
Labor
is
Party.
they're even worse. I think they're even. I don't.
Yeah.
I haven't really
they're
done
liberal.
The research.
I know that they're a liberal
yeah.
wing, the left wing, as they're called. The
yeah, because
wing.
They call conservatives. Everything is turned backwards. Like if you hear that word, it's not what it means here. So they have a whole different lingo. How they talk about the left and the right, and yeah, so you have to study it to really find out what's going on there politically. But the whole thing is the New World Order and the globalists have really taken over Europe. So yeah, there's still a few diehard people left, like there is in this country. But when you see what's happening, especially here, and you see that you have probably 46% to 48% of the people here who don't like any kind of restrictions on anybody. They don't want travel bans. They don't want people going to mosques and listening. So they've done a very good job with their propaganda as far as trying to convince people that it's a peaceful religion when we really know it's not a peaceful religion. So eventually we're going to be in the minority, and we're going to need all the help we could get from the Lord to protect us in these last days, really, because, like you said, you're going to go there, and they're your friends, and you probably don't want to get into political conversations that could, you know, could bring about the end of your friendship, which does happen, you know.
I don't think you'll feel it out. Yeah, but she, you know, since they started the conversation of politics, so now
yeah,
I have
well, you'll
it.
Feel it out, and you'll know what to say. You've done enough research about this whole issue to have a very intelligent conversation without, you know, getting to who's their favorite politician. But, you know, the politicians can only do so much, really, and they try their best. I'm sure most of them do, because they have families too. So everybody wants to protect their family. But, you know, it's really a crazy world we're living in today. We're seeing the whole thing, like the Bible says, people are going to call good evil and evil good. And
you see this.
Yeah, you really see it more. It's more pronounced than ever. And so, I mean, I'll be interested. When are you going again to London or to England?
July 11th through the 25th.
Oh, yeah. So that's not too far away. So I'd be interested in having you back on when you get back. And
find out.
And we'll get you back on and we'll do the full program on Jehovah's Witnesses, because you are a real expert on Jehovah's Witnesses, and I want to get you on for the full program. We kind of just talked about Muslims today.
Yeah, but, well, you know, I was trying to think of how this goes together, okay, and with Jehovah's Witnesses, because I thought it was kind of a strange combination.
Yeah. Well, I was going to just talk a little bit about kind of the whole Sunni, because I know when the president went over to Saudi Arabia recently and they talked about the different factions of Muslims and how they fight each other. So I kind of wanted to just touch on that. And then I was gonna spend most of the program on the Jehovah's Witnesses, but that'll be for another day, when we can just focus on that topic, because it's out front and center in the news the last few weeks and the last few months. The whole issue with the Muslims and the travel ban and the terror that's been going on, one incident after another, and more barbaric than before, actually targeting children. And so I thought it was very important to talk about it and to let people know, like you said, you have that very good book that they could read. And we have to know how to answer. But I think your question to Muslims that you talk to about why does your God hate me and why do you want to kill me, I think that's a very good question for them. It may, cause them to think, maybe to have some human compassion, to really look at you as a human being and not just someone who's, what do they call them, heretics? Or what do they call people that don't believe
infidels.
Like they do?
Infidels.
Infidels. Yeah. Yeah.
They're infidels. And even the nominal Muslims are considered infidels. So any non-warring, and I say non-warring instead of peaceful, is any non-warring. And the reason I say that is because even the warring Islamic groups say that they are peaceful. So those who are non-warring, meaning they will not do, they will not kill for jihad. They'll just do the practical jihad, which is the internal jihad. The goal of the jihad is to get you to sacrifice your life for Allah. And that is the ultimate goal of Islam, is to stand in war with Allah, whether you're male or female, it doesn't matter. So the non-warring Muslims are called infidels by those who actually have reached the jihad or practiced the jihad of military or doing what you can to fight for Allah physically.
Yeah.
So many of our nominal Muslims in the United States are either not as nominal as they appear, or they are considered infidels or will be considered infidels by those under the terrorist organization, such as Muslim Brotherhood fractions in the United States and abroad.
Yeah.
So any of those who are actually either claiming they are peaceful and will not do terrorist activity are either doing taqiyya, which is the deception that they're allowed to do for the purpose of Islam, for the goal of Islam, is to try to convince people of their way of thinking and to destroy the way that we think, meaning it's just like any cult, any group, what they do, that is cultish or religious office, sect or whatever, what they'll do is they'll come in first and destroy your foundation. That's what they do. They tell you how you've believed incorrectly. They tell you how, this is wrong and this is wrong and this is wrong. Islam does the same type of thing. They're trying to ruin your foundation or change your perspective on your foundation, even of them, of understanding who they are, for the purposes of Islam. And once they can make the foundation weak, then they can add the other steps to it. So they do the same exact thing as any other cult does. Because, you know, when you speak with, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't come in and tell you right away that you're going to be resurrected with sin. They're not going to tell you that. That's no fun. They don't tell you those kind of things. They don't tell you that you have 1,000 years to work off your stuff that you've been resurrected for.
No,
they don't tell you.
No, thank you.
Yeah,
at least 75 or whatever the Lord gives us is enough, you know. Oh, please. Anyway, we're just about out of time now, so, I'm going to have you back, and we'll get this direct connect thing squared away so we get a real good sound quality the next time. We'll have. It wouldn't let me do a test today, so kind of had to leave it.
I'll work on my end to see if there's anything on my end that I need to adjust.
Yeah, because they do have the FAQs there on Blog Talk Radio about Direct Connect. And it's real, once you get the hang of it, it's so simple. And with my new microphone and with Direct Connect, the sound quality is like 1,000% better. It's just top notch.
I've been so out of the picture. I've been so out of doing this. For a long time.
Well, that's it. Yeah, and you've been greatly missed for sure, but because you're a wealth of.
Now I'm back. Now I got to get.
Yeah, you're back. Okay. Yes. And good. I'm glad you're back because I want to have you back on. I love talking with you, and I love all the information that you have to share with the listeners. I mean, it's just so a wealth of knowledge that you have. So, all right, dear sister, we'll be talking soon. God bless you richly, and thank you so much for coming on, okay, and being patient. All right.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, that's our program for today. Thank God we finally got it off, and as you can tell, Brenda, she is an encyclopedia of knowledge, and we want to bring her back again and talk about the Jehovah Witnesses and more about the Muslims, because there's so much information, the different factions and all the different branches. Hopefully we can reach out to these people, because we know, of course, Jesus Christ does love these people. He died for these people. He died so no one else would have to die for their sins. Jesus Christ is a God of love, and he offers us eternal life. He said in his word in the 3rd chapter of John that you must be born again. First you're born of your mother, and then you must be born again of the Spirit of God. The book of Romans says that confession is made with the mouth unto salvation. Hallelujah. We can know this God of love, and we can know that we can have a home in heaven by our repentance and by our accepting Jesus Christ as the Son of God and as the Savior of the world. There's no other way to heaven than that way. There's no other God but our God, our Savior, and our Lord. So no matter what you've done in your life today, give your life to Jesus and have that assurance, that blessed assurance of eternal life, a home in heaven, a place where you can go and see your loved ones again. And most of all, we can see Jesus, the one who died for us. God bless you all. Thanks for listening.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies 4 square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. into a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.
Pumpkin, who am I? Say, Mama. Mama.
Dada.
Alexa, play the Ting Tings.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name.
Tens of millions of songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. Start your 30-day free trial today. Automatically renews, cancel anytime.
Rush into Old Navy. The entire store's on sale up to 50% off right now. Want to save even more? Redeem your super cash now at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, though. Tomorrow's the last day. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today and 2-day only deals.